our nation's capital, Randy Rhodes. Turn up your mind.
All right. It is Nicole Sandler in for Randy Rhodes today. Yeah, D.C. is still snowed in. It looks like the second round of snow has hit them hard. Hard enough for Steny Hoyer to say that the House is in recess for the rest of the week. There are no votes scheduled. Washington remains paralyzed from one blizzard and hunkered down in anticipation of a second one earlier today. So the House is out of session. The Senate, though, is supposed to be voting this afternoon on an appointment to the National Labor Relations Board, which apparently is, according to Ryan Grimm from the Huffington Post, who joined us in the first hour today, the Republicans are in a filibuster. Oh, and just for added measure, Ben Nelson's going to join in, too. Unbelievable. All right. During the last hour, I got an email from a friend, a fairly regular guest of my show at RadioOrNot.com. You know him. He's one of the best muckrakers out there. Brad Friedman, who blogs at bradblog.com, has been first of all, he's one of the best authorities on election fraud, not voter fraud, because that really doesn't exist, but election fraud and voting machines and all that stuff. But Brad Friedman has also been all over the whole Acorn nonsense. And I say nonsense because it was nonsense. All the charges against them were proved false. Acorn is a really good organization who helps people. And this guy, James O'Keefe, has been out for Acorn. They set him up. And of course, then James O'Keefe went on to break into Mary Landrieu's office. We still don't know exactly what that was about, but Brad Blog has been following that as well. Well, the last time I had Brad Friedman on my show, he was telling me about something, and I didn't know. Brad Friedman, welcome to the Randy Rhodes Show, by the way.
Hey, Nicole, how are you?
Great, thanks. So, you know, when you mentioned on my show, it was just last week or the week before, that when James O'Keefe and his fake girlfriend went into the Acorn office to film those videos to set them up, we first saw him in the full, you know, pimp gear, the getup, and we were wondering, you know, anybody would look at that and know that that's a Halloween costume. Why didn't they react differently inside the Acorn offices? And you explained that, well, what we saw on the video is not really what happened. Explain to us what really took place.
No, right. Yeah, most people looked at this thing and they thought, oh, my God, how stupid are these Acorn people? I'm glad that we're going to, you know, we've got to stop giving them federal money. Obviously, this is a crooked organization. They couldn't tell that this skinny little white kid in this ridiculous pimp getup, you know, that he wasn't actually a pimp, that they were being put on. Obviously, this Acorn, what a disaster. Well, there's a reason people thought that, because that's the impression that James O'Keefe wanted them to have when he cleverly edited his Acorn sting hit videos, which, by the way, in several states seem to have been taped illegally. But he never actually appeared in that pimp outfit. And yet he went on Fox News afterwards, and Andrew Breitbart, this creep who published these videos, they've all been pretending that James O'Keefe was a pimp in these videos, in these Acorn offices, and in fact he was not. As a independent report from former Massachusetts Attorney General Scott Harshberger, who looked at all of these videotapes, as he wrote, he said, quote, although Mr. O'Keefe appeared in all videos dressed as a pimp, this is in the cutaways, in fact, when he appeared at each and every office, he was dressed like a college student in slacks and a button-down shirt.
And while they were inside the office, the camera was never turned on him because it was like a hidden camera that I guess he was carrying.
Well, that's it. Yeah, exactly. And they were telling these Acorn employees that they were trying to rescue this girl, Hannah Giles, who was in fact dressed as a prostitute of sorts, that they were trying to rescue her from an abusive pimp. He was not the pimp. So they were trying to help rescue this girl. They were trying to get these underage children out from the clutches of this abusive pimp. And yet, James O'Keefe and Andrew Breitbart are such unbelievable liars that they were willing to go out, title these videos, Acorn Child Prostitution Investigation. they were, O'Keefe goes on to Fox News and all of these other shows dressed as this pimp and, actually sits there and says, yes, this is how I went into these offices. No, he didn't. The entire thing was a scam from the jump. And it matters in looking back at that story, when now we're considering these excuses he's giving for this federal felony he's been charged with, trying to get access to the phones of Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu. And so these things matter. The attack on Acorn matters because it has been a long effort. You mentioned, Nicole, that they help people. Well, one of the things they help people do is they help millions of low- and middle-income Americans to vote. To legally vote. Mm-hmm. They legally register these folks to exercise their Democratic franchise, and low- and middle-income people tend to vote Democratic, and that is why they're being targeted by these by the Republicans, by Andrew Breitbart, by James O'Keefe in this enormous scam that now the New York Times is helping them carry out, incredibly.
See, and this is the email you sent me. So the New York Times reported that O'Keefe went into these Acorn offices dressed up in the garb we saw him wearing on camera. But the fact of the matter is, and the independent prosecutor's office that cleared Acorn of any wrongdoing with respect to these videos, with respect to this whole setup, have proved. But so now one of your readers wrote to the New York Times and asked them to correct it, and they said no. And who did they cite as their sources?
This is just an incredible story. And we've got the whole thread of emails between the reader and the senior editor. His name is Greg Brock, New York Times senior editor of Standards, believe it or not. The whole thread is at the top of bradblog.com. I'm just gobsmacked by it because originally, when the Bradblog reader contacted the Times, asked for a correction, as it appears that they have reported at least 8 different times since the report came out, you know, making quite clear that O'Keefe was not dressed as a pimp. Nonetheless, the New York Times has continued to report it as such. So he asked, the reader asked for a retraction, a correction, and incredibly, the New York Times senior editor of Standards, Greg Brock, comes back and writes, our article, this is a quote, our article included the description because Mr. O'Keefe himself explained how he was dressed and appeared on a live Fox show wearing what he said was the same exact costume he wore to Acorn's offices. If there is a correction to be made, this, he continued, it seems it would start with Mr. O'Keefe himself. Quote, we believe him. Therefore, there is nothing for us to correct.
They have the independent report from the former Attorney General of Massachusetts that cleared Acorn, that said in the report that O'Keefe never wasn't dressed like that at all, and yet the New York Times is choosing to go with O'Keefe's version because he said it and because he said it on Fox News?
That's exactly it. And Greg Brock, and believe it, wait, it actually gets worse, but before I get there, he actually sent out the link to O'Keefe sitting on the couch in Fox News, you know, being introduced by Steve Doocy, saying, here's James O'Keefe wearing the exact same outfit he wore inside of Acorn offices up and down the Eastern Seaboard. And, of course, O'Keefe was just there and nodding and agreeing. So New York Times reported that at least 8 different times since the Scott Harshbarger report came out. And how many times did they report the Scott Harshbarger report and what it actually said? 0.
Really?
I have not been able to find an instance of New York Times actually even reporting that Harshbarger cleared them of any criminal wrongdoing in these videos, that they were heavily overdubbed, that he was never wearing the pimp costume. Late in December as well, another report came out from the Congressional Research Service, which also found no wrongdoing from Acorn. And the New York Times, to my quick search in any case, also appears to have never reported that. Now,
Brad Friedman of Bradblog with us. Did I miss the news story where Rupert Murdoch bought the New York Times?
You apparently you did, because I mean, quoting Fox News and the guy who is charged with a federal felony at this point, you know, as the source for this, and mind you, you can go look at the videos. The Acorn videos are online, mm-hmm. and see if you, you know, can spot him wearing that costume inside of the Acorn offices.
Right, and then also listen carefully, because you can hear, and you and I, we do radio, so my ear is attuned to it. You can hear the edits. You can hear where they overdubbed questions. They changed out the questions, so the answers were different. And these were heavily doctored videos. And the fact that the New York Times is backing up this guy blows my mind.
But it gets worse, and I don't know if you have time, you've got to go to a break or not. But
no, go ahead, quickly.
Okay, yeah, it gets worse, because then as I'm watching this conversation back and forth between the senior editor of the New York Times and this reader who's asking for a correction, and he's, you know, saying, I'm not going to give it to you because we stand by the story because Fox said so, the reader then quotes him from the Harshberger Report, and the New York Times editor writes back and says, well, at one point, the camera was turned in such a way to catch part of the costume he was wearing, and Acorn employees who saw him described his costume. Therefore, we stand by our reporting. It was that point that I jumped in to ask this editor, Greg Brock. I said, well, okay, where is that video where we catch part of the costume, and where are these interviews with Acorn employees that describe his costume? Mm-hmm. At that point, the senior editor of Standard says, no comment. I wasn't talking to the media. I was talking to a reader. He tried to get me to not run these emails at all. And as I kept pressing him, as you'll see in this thread at bradblog.com, mm-hmm. I don't think there is such a video. I don't think there is any such comments from Acorn, because he refused to supply them. He kept making up different excuses. It is the most amazing thing in the world. And this is coming from the senior editor of Standards, Nicole, at the New York Times. So when you wonder why the New York Times is such a disaster, why they would run a year's worth of stories, you know, on Judith Miller on the front page saying that Saddam mm-hmm. has weapons of mass destruction, you wonder what the hell is going on at the New York Times, I think you can now go to bradblog.com, read this email thread from their senior editor of Standards, and you need to look no further. I am just absolutely gobsmacked by this entire exchange. And what appears to be, at least, the senior editor of Standards at the New York Times, who is just, you know, wants to first quote Fox News as a source and then say, oh, no, I didn't quote him as a source. It was these super secret videos and interviews that only we have seen, and we can't point you towards them. Our reporting stands. I'm absolutely floored by this.
Well,
entire
you know
affair.
What, Brad, a great job on your part. Bradblog.com, you can read the whole thing. It's right there on the front page. I have a feeling to be continued. I think we may see another one of those New York Times corrections coming pretty soon, and we'll have you to thank for it.
Well, he is senior editor at New York Times at nytimes.com. Also, the public editor is public at nytimes.com. I hope your listeners here, Randy's listeners, check in with the New York Times and ask them what the hell is going on and when are they going to post a correction for all of that bad reporting.
You got it. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com. Great job. We'll talk soon.
Thanks.
It's Nicole Sandler in for Randy Rhodes. We'll be right back.